Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's podcast recipe is for air fryer fruit scones. Does fruit scones remind you of childhood? It certainly does for me. My grandma used to make so many different types of scones. I couldn't remember them all. It was only when I grew up and I saw certain recipes that I realised, oh, right, that was one of them my grandma used to make for me. For example, she would always be making the fruit scones. The Fat Rascals came out quite a lot. The rock buns or rock cakes that you hear of from Harry Potter, all of those was ones that she regularly made. But sometimes she just did a basic mix of fruit scones, which basic sounds wrong because they were just so good that basic just didn't seem to give them justice. And they were just so nice. So if you wanted a really, really simple scone recipe that you can cook in the air fryer, then it is fruit scones. And of course, we've done ours quite small so that we could make more of them, but you could do them much bigger so that they're more of the sizing that you expect with a fruit scone. So for ingredients, which are very, very simple, I may add, you've got 225 grams of self-raising flour, which is the equivalent of about 8 ounces. You've got 50 grams of unsalted butter, which is about 2 ounces. 35 grams of caster sugar, or you could swap this for just an ounce of granulated. We've got 50 grams or 2 ounces of currants. So this can be regular currants, raisins, whichever ones you want. It really doesn't matter. One medium egg, and then one small egg beaten, which is going to be your egg wash, and 4 tablespoons of skimmed milk. So as you can see from these ingredients for making them, it's very, very simple ingredients. And then, of course, I recommend having some butter available for serving with them when they're warm and they're yummy and they've just come out the air fryer. So load into the bowl the flour and the sugar and then add the butter, making sure the butter's chopped into chunks and then it's easier. You can also go for room temperature butter or what I would call softened butter. And then mix the fat into the flour and the sugar until you have a bowl that looks similar to like coarse breadcrumbs. And then add in the eggs and the currants and mix well with a fork. It's so much easier to do it with a fork. Your hands will just get too sticky at this point. And next, add in enough milk to make a dough. I'm talking a really, really big dough ball here. And you can add a little bit of milk at a time until you have a soft dough. I don't recommend adding all the milk at once because if you've measured in ounces rather than straight in grams, you know, your mixture might be just slightly off. So if you add a little bit too much milk, it might end up too wet, and it's easier just to add a bit of milk at a time. And then roll out your dough onto a floured worktop, and then also flour the rolling pin and flour your hands. It makes it so much easier then. And then if you're looking for smaller fruit scones, then roll it out quite thin. I'm just trying to think measurements here, just kind of think 2 centimeters or the height of your big finger is a good way of saying it. And then if you prefer bigger ones, then imagine if you stack 2 of your fingers on top of each other, so you're going to double the height. And then use your favorite cookie cutter, that sounded like a tongue twister then. Or I should make it easier and say biscuit cutter, shouldn't I? And then once you've cut them all out into circles, then you can place as many as that will fit at once in the air fryer. If I'm doing big ones, I can normally fit up to 5 in the air fryer. But if I'm doing smaller ones, I could probably get away with 6 or 7 at once. And then after you've done your circles, and if you've got some dough left, you can re-roll it and then get as many as you can out of your dough. And then once they're in the air fryer, brush the tops of them with egg wash and then air fry at 8 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. If they are bigger, then they might need an extra 2 minutes adding to this cook time. And then once done, they can be served with butter. Oh, my dad's favourite is some proper Wensleydale or some crumbly Cheshire cheese. I mean, that really does give them the wow factor. But it's totally up to you how you want them and how you like them. This is just a quick option for making your own fruit scones in the air fryer. And of course, head over to recipethis.com, search fruit scones, and you can find step-by-step photos and a free printable recipe card. So thanks for listening, and I'm so pleased to be able to say that now our air fryer cookbook is available on pre-order. If you head over to recipethis.com and then search air fryer cookbook, you can find out all the details on there on how to pre-order our very first ever air fryer cookbook, which is made for you. It's going to have metric and imperial measurements in it. It's going to be international with a lot of recipes that would suit everyone, and I just can't wait until it actually becomes available and I get to share with you all the recipes that are going to be featured. So right now you can pre-order, and I'm just so excited.